www.harunyahya.com. Verses from the Quran indicating prevalence of Islamic moral values. Allah has promised those of you who believe and do right actions that He will make them successors in the land, as He made those before them successors, and will firmly establish for them their religion, with which He is pleased, and give them, in place of their fear, security. They worship Me, not associating anything with Me. Any who are unbelievers after that, such people are deviators. Surah An-Nur 55. It is He who sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to exalt it over every other deen, though the associators hate it. Surah As-Saff 9. It is He who sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to exalt it over every other deen, even though the associators detest it. Surah At-Tawbah 33. When Allah's help and victory have arrived and you have seen people entering Allah's religion in droves, then glorify your Lord's praise and ask His forgiveness. He is the ever-returning. Surah An-Nasr 1-3. And other things you love, support from Allah and imminent victory. Give good news to the believers. Surah As-Saff 13. Say, truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Falsehood is always bound to vanish. Surah Al-Isra 81. We destroyed generations before you when they did wrong. Their messengers brought them the clear signs, but they were never going to believe. That is how we repay the evildoers. Then we appointed you after them to be successors on the earth, so we might observe how you would act. Surah Yunus 13 and 14. Our word was given before to our servants, the messengers, that they would certainly be helped. It is our army which will be victorious. Surah As-Saffat 171-173. Allah has written, I will be victorious, I and my messengers. Allah is most strong, almighty. Surah Al-Mujadala 21. Do not imagine that Allah will break His promise to His messengers. Allah is Almighty, Exactor of Revenge. Surah Ibrahim 47. It is He who sent His messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth, to exalt it over every other deen, and Allah suffices as a witness. Surah Al-Fath 28. We will leave you the land to live in after them. That is the reward of those who fear My station and fear My threat. They asked for Allah's victory, and every obdurate tyrant failed. Surah Ibrahim 14 and 15. Truly we have granted you a clear victory, so that Allah may forgive you your earlier errors and any later ones and complete His blessing upon you, and guide you on a straight path, and so that Allah may help you with a mighty help. Surah Al-Fath 1-3. Allah has confirmed His messenger's vision with truth. You will enter the Masjid Al-Haram in safety, Allah willing, shaving your heads and cutting your hair without any fear. He knew what you did not know and ordained, in place of this, an imminent victory. Surah Al-Fath 27. Those before them plotted, but all plotting belongs to Allah. He knows what each self earns, and the unbelievers will soon know who has the ultimate abode. Surah Ar-Ra'd 42. Accept those who believe and do right actions and remember Allah repeatedly, and defend themselves after they have been wronged. Those who do wrong will soon know the kind of reversal they will receive. Surah Ash-Shura 227. Then we will rescue our messengers and those who believe as well. It is incumbent upon us to rescue the believers. Surah Yunus 103. And we bequeathed to the people who had been oppressed in the easternmost part of the land we had blessed, and its westernmost part as well. The most excellent word of your Lord was fulfilled for the tribe of Israel, on account of their steadfastness. And we utterly destroyed what Pharaoh and his people made, and the buildings they constructed. Surat Al-A'raf 137. They desire to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah refuses to do other than to perfect His light, even though the unbelievers detest it. Surat At-Tawbah 32. They desire to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah will perfect His light, though the unbelievers hate it. Surat As-Saff 8. He bequeathed their land, their houses, and their wealth to you, and another land you had not yet trodden on. Allah has power over all things. Surat Al-Azab 27. Say, everyone is waiting expectantly, so wait expectantly. You will soon know who are the companions of the right path, and who is guided. Surat Taha 135. Allah will give security to those who had fear and respect of Allah in their victorious safe haven. No evil will touch them, and they will know no sorrow. Surat Az-Zumar 61. Rather, we hurl the truth against falsehood, and it cuts right through it, and it vanishes clean away. Woe without end for you for what you portray. Surat Al-Anbiya 18. Allah confirms the truth by His words, even though the evildoers hate it. Surat Yunus 82. Those who, if we establish them firmly on the earth, will establish prayer and pay alms, and command what is right and forbid what is wrong. The end result of all affairs is with Allah. Surat Al-Hajj 41. Do not give up and do not be downhearted. You shall be the uppermost if you are believers. Surat Al-Imran 139. According to indications of these verses, Allah promised that Islamic moral values will prevail. Thinking that this will not take place in this century contradicts with these verses. Muslims never lose their hope in Allah. Allah informs us in this verse that Muslims never lose their hope in Allah. My sons, seek news of Yusuf and his brother. Do not despair of solace from Allah. No one despairs of solace from Allah except for people who are unbelievers. Surah Yusuf 87. Muslims put their hopes in Allah that He will make Islamic moral values prevail. When Islamic moral values prevail, Islamic world would have a leader. And this leader is Hazrat Mahdi a.s. Anyone who claims it is impossible for Hazrat Mahdi a.s. to emerge this century would have contradicted with all these verses. We wrote down in the Psalms after the reminder came, it is my servants who are righteous who will inherit the earth. Surat Al-Anbiya 105.